Welcome back to the show. I'm Cormac McSweeney filling in for Sam LaPrade today. When you think yoga, you probably think a lot of quiet inner reflection as people stretch. You probably don't think of laughter. But laughter yoga is a thing. And here to tell us about it is Kathy Nesbitt, a laughter yoga teacher. Thanks so much for joining us on the show today, Kathy.
I'm excited to be here, Cormac.
Of course you start with a laugh. So tell us about laughter yoga. What is laughter yoga?
Laughter yoga is not about fancy pants or poses. It's intentional laughter exercises designed to make us feel good. So we do. It's not jokes or comedy. There's little games to inspire the laughter, and the reason it's called laughter yoga is the deep diaphragmatic breathing. It's the practice of the laughter and the breathing that makes it yogic.
So do people sort of force themselves to laugh, or is this more of a, you're trying to invoke a natural laughter from somebody without having to resort to a joke?
Great question. Oh, I love that. So the body doesn't know the difference between real and simulated laughter, so it's a beautiful thing. We can trick our brain. When you go to a laughter club, your brain will be saying, oh my gosh, stop it, you look ridiculous, because the brain wants to keep you safe and not make you look ridiculous. And your body's like secreting all the love drugs, pew, 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 dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. So our brain's saying, stop it, our body's saying, keep going, I feel great.
Yeah, and I've heard this in the past because I heard about laughter societies ages ago and the fact that you can heal physical pain with laughter, and that's why it's important to laugh when you stub your toe instead of cry because it helps make the pain go away a lot quicker. So is it just physical pain, or are you also helping them through whatever else might be distressing people in their lives?
Oh, great. I love it. Yes, during this cuckoo time, we have a global mental health tsunami. It's global. Everybody's in it. And everybody's struggling to a certain degree. So laughter brings us to the present. Again, it's not making our problems go away. It's just helping us come up with better solutions. Because our brain requires 25% more oxygen than the rest of our body as an operating principle. So when we're stressed, we're not breathing properly. Our body's not getting what it needs. For sure, our brain isn't. Ever lost your keys, Cormac? And you're flopping around, where are my keys? I gotta go, I'm gonna be late for work.
Yeah, it's a total stress time.
It's stressful because you stop breathing, and although your brain knows where your keys are, it can't help you. It's literally being deprived of oxygen.
And so when, let's just say somebody wants to join, they might feel a little weird. They might say, I've never done this before. This just sounds odd to have a group of people together just laughing or forcing themselves to laugh. How do you get over that hump? How do you convince people that they should not feel embarrassed about just forcing laughter around other people like this and ease into it?
Wonderful. So whenever we do anything new, it's odd. It can be awkward, like first day of a new job. It's like, I hope I do okay. I don't know how to do everything because we don't know how to do it. It's new. So when I say to people, if you're going to go to a laughter club, plan to go twice. The first time will be weird, where you're like, oh, I don't know what's happening. What do you mean you want me to laugh for no reason? And then as a laughter teacher, we invite the people to allow themselves permission. Allow yourself permission to play full on and get the benefits. And then at the end of the class, we say, for the new people, notice how you feel for the rest of the day. Notice how you sleep tonight. And then come back next week because you know, it really does become your new addiction.
Best dose of medicine is a good bowl of laughter, I guess.
It's complementary medicine. We're not suggesting that people stop taking their medication or this is going to cure everything. This is a complementary, so it goes with everything. It helps. There's research about people that take undergoing cancer treatments if they laugh. You know, with the whole cancer team, they laugh beforehand. Their chemo is better integrated into their body. They have less side effects. It's a beautiful thing. And again, we're not suggesting people stop taking their meds. But, you know, you may be able to reduce what you're taking. You know what I was surprised about when I came to laugh for the last year? How many laughter teachers and trainers came to laughter from depression? And then laughter kind of saved their life. They kept going to laughter, going. And then once you laugh for a certain amount of time, you become laughter. And it changes your whole life.
All right, and we have another interview coming up, so we'll have to end it there. But I do want to ask, how can people sign up if they want, if they're interested in this and they want to join you for a good laugh?
Oh, please do. I have a free Tuesday club every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. on Zoom. It's kathysclub.com.
Excellent. So they can laugh from the comfort of their own home.
For free.
Excellent. Kathy Nesbitt, laughter yoga teacher, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Cormac.
Anytime.